As we nurture the natural environment, its abundance will give us back even more. We run a project called Bronx Ecological Stewardship Training, which provides job training in the fields of ecological restoration so that folks from our community have the skills to compete for these well-paying jobs. Little by little, we're seeding the area with green-collar jobs that has both the people that have both a financial and personal stake in their environment. The Sheridan Expressway is an underutilized relic of the Robert Moses era, built with no regard for the neighborhoods that were divided by it. Even during rush hour, it goes virtually unused. The community created an alternative transportation plan that allows for the removal of the highway. We have the opportunity now to bring together all the stakeholders to re-envision how this 28 acres can be better utilized for parkland, affordable housing, and local economic development. We also built the city's, New York City's first green and cool roof demonstration project on top of our offices. Cool roofs are highly reflective surfaces that don't absorb solar heat and pass it on to the building or atmosphere. Green roofs are soil and living plants. Both can be used instead of petroleum-based roofing materials that absorb heat, contribute to urban heat island effect, and degrade under the sun, which we in turn breathe. Green roofs also retain up to 75% of rainfall, so they reduce the city's need to fund costly end-of-pipe solutions, which incidentally are often located in environmental justice communities like mine. And they provide habitats for our little friends. So... so cool. Anyway, the demonstration project is a springboard for our own green roof installation business, bringing jobs and sustainable economic activity to the South Bronx. I like that, too. Anyway, I know Chris told us not to do pitches up here, but since I have all of your attention, we need investors. End of pitch. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Anyway. Okay. Katrina. Prior to Katrina, the South Bronx and New Orleans Ninth Ward had a lot in common. Both were largely populated by poor people of color, both hotbeds of cultural innovation, think hip-hop and jazz, both are waterfront communities that host both industries and residents in close proximity to one another. In the post-Katrina era, we have still more in common. We're at best ignored and maligned and abused at worst by negligent regulatory agencies, pernicious zoning, and lax governmental accountability. Neither the destruction of the Ninth Ward nor the South Bronx was inevitable. But we have emerged with valuable lessons about how to dig ourselves out. We are more than simply national symbols of urban blight or problems to be solved by empty campaign promises of presidents come and gone. Now, will we let the Gulf Coast languish for a decade or two like the South Bronx did, or will we take proactive steps and learn from the homegrown resource of grassroots activists that have been born of desperation out in communities like mine? Now,